In this session, we are looking at the movement from volunteer help to trained ministry leaders. Volunteers are a gift from God. Many churches survive because faithful people show up, serve coffee, teach children, lead music, visit friends, help with meals, greet visitors, repair buildings, and offer encouragement. We should thank God for every willing volunteer. But there is a difference between occasional help and trained ministry leadership. A helper may say, "Tell me what task needs to be done." A ministry leader begins to say, "I sense a calling. I am willing to be trained. I want to grow in character, and I am ready to serve under accountability." Pastors need both. But when every role stays at the informal volunteer level, the church may struggle to develop deeper care, outreach, discipleship, and multiplication. People with calling may remain unnoticed. Volunteers may receive responsibilities without preparation. Ministry may expand faster than supervision. Good intentions can become burnout or confusion. The New Testament honors the whole body. 1 Corinthians 12 teaches that the body has many members. Romans 12 speaks of different gifts used in humble service. 1 Peter 4 calls believers to use their gifts as faithful stewards of God's grace. The priesthood of believers does not remove pastoral oversight. It invites pastors to train God's people for faithful service. Here is a simple example. A church has several members who are asked to help with funerals. One brings food. One visits grieving families. One reads scripture at a service. One has a gift for comforting widows. Over time, the pastor realizes this is not just volunteer help. This could become a trained funeral and care ministry pathway. Some may take CLI courses in pastoral care, chaplaincy, or efficient ministry. Some may pursue CLA recognition where appropriate. The church can then commission them into defined roles with boundaries, supervision, and prayer. A pastor may worry, will training make volunteers feel proud or entitled? It could, if character is ignored. But healthy training includes humility, doctrine, emotional maturity, family awareness, safety and teachability. Credentials do not replace character. Calling must be tested in community. The goal is not to create titles for everyone. The goal is to form embodied souls who love Christ, serve people, and belong to a local church community. CLI trains, CLA recognizes, the local church mentors and deploys. That pathway can turn willing volunteers into faithful, trained, accountable ministry leaders.